In Los Angeles, the city council president, Democrat Nuri Martinez, has resigned after audio leaked of her racist comments disparaging a black child of a colleague and Indigenous Mexican immigrants. The recording was posted to Reddit anonymously by someone now suspended. Martinez was speaking with two other council members and a Labor leader discussing how political districts should be redrawn to increase Latino political power. She and others in the conversation have apologized. And before the resignation, we spoke with Gustavo Arellano, columnist for the LA Times.
This conversation happened in October of last year when the LA City Council was in the process of a really fierce redistricting battle. And there was news at the time that a black council member, Mark Ridley Thomas, that he was facing federal bribery charges. So the four people in the conversation, you mentioned Nuri Martinez, you had two other council members, Gil Cedillo and Kevin De Leon. And then you had Ron Herrera, who's the head of the LA Labor County Federation. And they were angry, you know, within the conversation. They're like, we feel that our fellow council members are trying to take away Latino political power. What can we do about it? And as I wrote in a column, that's a perfectly fair and honest conversation to have. But it's just how they said it and where it veered off to that has so many people angry and furious, frankly.
I mean, it was overtly and blatantly racist.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like you're hearing, you try as a reporter not to be shocked, but you're hearing it and you keep gasping more and more and more. It's like it's anti-black. It's anti-black. It makes fun of Koreatown. Out of nowhere, Nuri Martinez, a Mexicana, starts ridiculing Oaxacans. Oaxacans are from the state of Oaxaca in South Mexico. In Mexico and in the United States, they're ridiculed for their indigenous heritage. And she's talking about these short, dark people. And you're hearing all of this. You're ridiculing. And probably the most notorious snippet is calling a black boy, the son of Councilmember Mike Bonin, slurs I don't even think I could say on NPR, but they're just horrendous, absolutely horrendous.
And she also says she's critical of the parenting of this child and says that she would take this child aside and give him a, quote, beat down.
Remember, this is the president of the LA City Council, the second largest city in the United States.
But I also want to say, Gustavo, sorry, that these folks are some of the most powerful Latino politicians in the country as well, because they have a lot of power in California.
It's a disgrace and an embarrassment. These are the people who are supposedly advocating for Latinos. The Latinos they're supposedly advocating for, they are angry. We are not this. And at the same time, though, what I focused on is just the casual racism. Because as they're saying this, they're laughing. Gil Cedillo kind of makes a swipe at Kevin De Leon's own short stature. He's Guatemalan, and Guatemalans also get that same ridicule among Mexicans for their stature and their complexions, and they're perfectly fine. And that really speaks to the casual racism that is very much a part of the Latino experience in the United States, and I'll say it, of the Mexican-American experience in the United States.
And the thing I saw you point out is also the classism that these folks, in talking about the Oaxacans, even those in Koreatown, speak to that.
You know, they're making fun, not just of the stature, but then someone says, oh, now they have shoes and they come from these little villages. And if they actually knew what the complexion of the Oaxacan community in Los Angeles is, they're the people who have multiple businesses. They're the ones who overcame the racism of both Mexico and the United States to start one of the most vibrant, strongest communities among Mexicans. And Oaxacans are almost never mentioned in terms of political power, much to the detriment of the Latino political structure. Well, guess what? Now you woke up a community that's not going to take these insults lightly.
So, you know, Gustavo, my Twitter feed is full of Latinos in Los Angeles decrying this and really talking about the anti-black, the colorism, the classism in the Latino community. Do you think there's something good maybe that can come out of this?
It was already happening. You do have a new generation of Latinos who are calling out the classism and colorism and making us, you know, us older folks have these difficult conversations. And it's funny because you see some like a backlash to the backlash saying, oh, you know, Nuri Martinez didn't really say anything racist. It's just stuff that we say. Like no one, people are making a big deal out of it, which is actually further confirming the racism they did do. So you have a new also generation of Latino politicians. Eunice Hernandez, a councilwoman who beat Gil Cedillo, immediately said Nury Martinez needs to go. You have other candidates just decrying, you know, what still is called the Chicanosaurus class. So in other words, the dinosaurs of the Chicano generation who are still holding on to power, do not want to give it to a more progressive folks. And so that's going to be the next power structure. It's like we saw once and for all, like laid bare just how some of these people talk. And the younger folks are like, no, we don't, if this is Latino political power, we don't want it.
Gustavo Arellano is a columnist for the LA Times. Thanks for joining us.
Gracias.